I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report. Monday's the opening day of the Bucks Only Gun season in West Virginia, the most anticipated opening day of any of our hunting seasons in West Virginia. We'll take a closer look at the outlook in just a moment. West Virginia DNR Assistant Chief for Game Management, Gary Foster, says hunters will probably find a large number of deer on the landscape of West Virginia this year, depending upon where you hunt.
We had a good mast year in 2017, and I always want to talk about a couple years whenever I talk about wildlife populations in general. In 2017, we had a really good mast year, good oak mast year, so relatively mild winter. We didn't have mortality through the winter. Deer came through the winter in good condition. And then this year, the mast, we've had ongoing rain, it seems like, since February. And so vegetation's very lush. Then we had classify it as an average mast year. White oaks up a little bit, pretty good. The red oaks are not quite as good. But it's an average mast year this year. And so I think when you put those two or three factors together, deer are in healthy, good condition.
This year's opening day for the season will also come as close as it possibly can to the peak of rutting.
Yeah, it can be as late, I believe, as November, maybe 25th or so, and as early, I believe, and I may be wrong by a day or so here, but like it is this year, November 19th. So, yeah. And that could play on the harvest a little bit.
And there's a reason why they try to put that after the peak of rutting.
We like to get the peak over with so that the majority of the breeding is completed before, you know, like we said, those first two or three days of buck season is where the majority of our buck harvest comes. So yes, we're trying to delay it a little bit, keep it after the peak of the rut, and before we really hit that buck segment of the population too hard.
For the true peak of rutting activity, it really depends on where you are.
It does vary, I think, north to south. In terms of the way we historically have measured it is in the springtime, utilizing, it's been a few years, we would utilize road kills or crop damage, harvested deer on crop damage permits.
Now you can expect roughly 250,000 hunters will be out there on the opening day, so by all means be careful and good luck to you. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.